The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbiter?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The wealth of every Christian is faith. Faith is to realize that we have received the gift of eternal life from God, and that that gift informs everything we do and everything about our lives. With faith also comes the path of purification, unity, and illumination in the Christian life. We see in Saints Isaac Jogues and Saint John Brebeuf the reality of those who can give everything for the faith because they realize they have received everything for the faith. It is the faith of the martyrs above all that reveals the wealth of Christianity, the wealth of the church. They are also the great signs of hope in our own conversion. Today we too are called to renew our faith, to humbly receive the corrections of the Lord, to look at our own lives where we can be more faithful, to identify those things to which we are attached, and to surrender them, to believe and to receive the righteousness which comes from faith, which is God's presence in our hearts.